The hour 7:27, and here, the Beatles. I'm Russ the Moose. We'll be opening up our love lines sometime after the 7:30 news when Pat Woodard brings it all to you.
I give her all my love. That's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her.
On television last night to talk about increasing our taxes, but he says, don't worry, it's for a good cause. It's 7:30, and I'm Pat Woodard with news on KYA. Did you catch Governor Brown on TV last night? The governor gave a speech on crime and what he wants to do about it. Even though in his last campaign the governor promised not to raise our taxes, he is proposing an increase in the state sales tax of 0.25%. Now, we already pay a 6% sales tax here in California and a 6.5% rate in the counties in the Bay Area that support BART. The governor says our prisons are filled to capacity and the crime rate is still going up, so he wants to use the money to build more prisons and increase law enforcement. Now, if his plan gets okayed by the legislature, we will vote on it this November, along with the peripheral canal issue. Governor reportedly would like to get that one out of the way so it's not an issue when he runs for the Senate next year. The priest that was missing in El Salvador is not missing anymore. And the Oakland Raider being hit with a lawsuit for putting on his own strip show. Those stories are up next on KYA. This news brought to you by Security Pacific Bank.
Promises ideas and technology that will amaze us all. But at Security Pacific Bank, we know some things will never change. There are some problems only people can solve, ideas only people can generate. People will always need each other. At Security Pacific Bank, we're planning a future with the right mix of technology and the human touch. We're looking forward to serving people better.
It's 7:32 at KYA. Father Roy Bourgeois is alive and well. He is the American priest who disappeared 10 days ago in El Salvador. It was feared that he had been kidnapped, but yesterday, a reporter received a letter supposedly written by Father Bourgeois. KYA correspondent John Newhagen says after that, he walked into the U.S. Embassy in San Salvador.
A UPI correspondent received a clandestine letter that was attributed to Roy Bourgeois, the married old priest who disappeared in El Salvador last April 26. Later in the day, Bourgeois presented himself to the U.S. Embassy at 4:45. A U.S. Embassy officer, Howard Lane, reported that Bourgeois voluntarily disappeared and, quote, talked with the poor. The reason for his disappearance was to talk with the poor people. However, the clandestine contact that was made by a UPI correspondent today was made with a person who claimed to be with the guerrilla organization.
Father Bourgeois is said to be in good condition and will return to the United States very soon. Another fertile fruit fly has been found in the South Bay, and it's a female. Now, this brings the number found since April 1st to 26. So far, no males have been discovered since November of last year. The latest find, we are told by state agriculture officials, does not mean the pesticide malathion will be sprayed on South Bay cities. You know, pro football players have an image of being rather strange characters. And Oakland Raiders defensive star John Matuszak is called one of the more bizarre in the league. Danny Zezo of Dancers a la Carte in San Jose won't dispute that. He found out firsthand about a year ago.
Well, we were doing a show, a male bikini show for the ladies' night. And we had a fairly nice crowd of ladies there for the show that evening. And we were about in the middle of the show. Dan Fisher was performing at the time. And Matuszak came in and just, he wouldn't pay to get in at the door. He bust in and started interrupting the show, bothering the ladies, the customers, and come up and grab the mic out of my hand and threaten me. And then he got on the stage doing his own show.
And Danny Zezo says that Matuszak got as far as going topless before a woman threw a drink on him. Zezo claims Matuszak thought the male dancer did it and threw him across the stage, injuring both the dancer and a female patron. By the way, Zezo says he saw some potential in Matuszak's dancing, but he has still filed a $1.5 million lawsuit against Matuszak. Zezo says he's a Raiders fan, but he would rather watch John Matuszak chasing opposing quarterbacks than one of his male strippers. Ohlone College of Fremont sponsors its third annual Minority Job Fair on May 14th on the campus. Public is invited from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Bay Area weather for the next few days, looking pretty nice. It's going to start clouding up tomorrow, though, wouldn't you know, on Friday, heading into the weekend. Temperature's going to be about the same as they have been the last few days, 60s and mid-70s. It's 7:35, and I'm Pat Woodard with news brought to you by Security Pacific Bank on 1260 KYA.
Girl, to call my own, I want a dream lover.
I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Listen, sometimes dreams aren't too bad if you are alone. You can have a different kind of dream. 738 on 1260 KYA. I'm Russ the Moose. We're still looking for a winner in my mystery box gimmick for a pair of tickets to see the Beach Boys at the Concord Pavilion. Coming up in just a little bit, right here on 1260 KYA. 738. It's going to be a fair day, by the way.
There's romance tonight, and the wine's just right. Jacare. Special wine, dinner for two. It's the one to share with someone who will care. Jacare, Jacare, moonlight in a glass.
Mellow, dry, and light. Jacare wine is like moonlight in a glass. Jacare Wine Merchants, San Francisco. Today's Army is a printed circuit, solid-state, computerized Army. Be a part of it. See your Army recruiter today. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Okay, let's see if we have a winner in the mystery box gimmick. What do you think it is? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Finally got to you.
Yes. I think it is a plastic snap cover for a coffee can.
No, my dear, that's not it. But you're really on the right track. Just put it on another container, okay?
on another container, yeah. A Crisco can or...
No, forget about the can, all right?
Oh, okay. A snap cover for a plastic...
Nope.
I'm sorry, that's all I can think of.
Okay, well, you can call back later.
All right, thank you.
740 on 1260 KYA. That means it's 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. What do you think is in the mystery box?
Okay, it's a coffee pot top lid.
No, that's not it either. I'm sorry. You want to take a wild guess?
A cork?
A cork is not right. How about your guess?
Yes. A lid to a popcorn jar.
No, I'm sorry. None of those are right. We'll give you more clues a little later on, and we'll also be opening up our love line for those of you who want to meet someone for lunch, either today or tomorrow or whenever. Handed me just right by the hands of our tail gunner. Is this serious?
Yes.
I shouldn't laugh then.
Oh, well, it's not that serious.
Oh, okay. Can I laugh?
Yeah.
Stop. There is an accident. Oh, this is serious. There's an accident. Why did you say it? Don't make me laugh at an accident. Our tail gunner, hardly worth it. Thank you, dear. There is an accident on southbound 101 south of Terra Linda in Marin. Except a good-sized backup there. Oh, expect a good-sized backup there. And more trouble for southbound Marin drivers because there is also a stall on the Golden Gate Bridge southbound. Elsewhere, things are moving very well. Thank you, hardly worth it. I'm Russ the Moose, right here in the Super Cheese 1260 KYA, the airplane designed with everything in mind.
Memories, KYA, remember. I love you. There's nothing to hide. It's better than burning inside. I will till the end.
Isn't he nice? Cute little fella. He's still got those little curly cues all over his head. Bobby Vinton on 1260 KYA. There, I've said it again. Would you believe that he went to the Juilliard School of Music and also went to the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York, to sing that song? Not necessarily to sing that song, but he was just a musician at heart and decided before he could sing a rock tune, he needed to know all he needed to know about notes and high C's. 7:44. It is, it's 15 minutes before 8 o'clock now. 15 before 8 on 1260 KYA. I'm Russ the Moose, and we're looking for winners, or a winner, I should say, in the Mystery Box gimmick for a pair of tickets to see the Beach Boys at the Concord Pavilion. Clues, if you just tuned in, are the sound of the object in the box, which is like that, and it is a manufactured article. It's useful. It's round, about 4 inches in diameter. It goes on top of something. It's part of a two-piece container. It looks like a flying saucer. I mean, if somebody were to throw this around, at you in the room somewhere, it would look like a little flying saucer, which is kind of a clue, too, naturally, or why would I tell you? 478-3240. Let's see if we do have a winner right now. What do you think it is?
Like the little plastic soda bottle covers, like the little Tupperware keep cap.
No, somebody else guessed that, and I said that they were wrong, so it wouldn't be fair to say you're right if it isn't what's in there.
Oh, okay.
They were wrong, so you're... Bye. Hi, what do you think it is?
A little round marble for a coffee pot top.
No, sorry. How about your guess? Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello again.
Is it a styrofoam coffee cup plastic lid?
No, it isn't.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for trying. Would you like to try for the tickets for the Beach Boys concert? Just tell me what you think is in the mystery box.
Is it a cap to a Coca-Cola bottle?
No, I'm sorry, dear. Try later if you want. 1260 KYA, good morning. What do you think is in the mystery box?
A wine carafe cover.
Nope. One more caller this time. What do you think it is?
A thermos top?
Nope, sorry. 7:46 on 1260 KYA. We're going to open up our love lines after the 8 o'clock news. It's going to be a fair day. It looks very much like yesterday, so don't expect anything more. Days a week on 1260 KYA. Actually, you can hear the music of the 50s and 60s 8 days a week as we bring you all the Golden Gate greats 24 hours a day. It's 7:49. It's that would be 11 minutes before 8 o'clock. I forgot my watch, so I'm having a hard time reading the imprint on my wrist. 7:47 on a nice day. It's going to be fair right through tomorrow, the same kind of weather that we had yesterday. Maybe a little bit warmer. Hopefully it will be right into the weekend. It'll be nice. Kitty Litter is going to be with us in the cockpit here to tell us whatever she has to tell us about some of our passengers this morning here in the airplane, the Super Cheese, 1260 KYA, along with Natalie Attire. We're going to talk to Mr. Rogers in a little bit. Remember him, the guy with those little, I won't tell you what he wears. You'll have to use your own imagination. Let's see if we do have a winner in the mystery box gimmick. I got all the clues here in front of me, manufactured and useful, round 4 inches diameter. It goes on top with something else, part of a two-piece container. It looks like a flying saucer, and it is fragile. What do you think it is? Hi, what do you think it is?
A Cool Whip cover?
No. A what cover?
A Cool Whip.
A Cool Whip cover. No, dear, that's not it. Thanks for trying. 1260 KYA. Good morning.
How about the top to a Kool-Aid can?
No, sorry, that's not right. Would you like to guess what it is?
The top to an electric blender, the picture of an electric blender.
No, I'll give you another clue. It has to do with something that goes with the morning for a lot of people.
I know what it is.
All right, I bet you don't know what it is.
I'll
bet you a couple of tickets to the Beach Boys concert.
Okay, in the coffee pot, it's one of those filters that you put your coffee grounds in. One of those things.
One of those things?
The lid to it.
It was not.
The ground is in.
It was not just one of those things.
It's a coffee pot filter.
No, it was not. It's not grounder. The coffee. No. Would you like to make another guess? Call tomorrow, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
For the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the tall lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever. Then won't you? And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. Then won't you? And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the
KYA. Glenn Campbell with the Wichita Lineman at 7:54. I'm Russ the Moose, and we're still searching for a winner in the mystery box gimmick for a couple of passes for the Beach Boys concert. We'll see if we have a winner right after this on 1260 KYA.
In every field, there is one champ. In Japanese cars, the champ is a Plymouth.
If you look at all the Japanese cars sold in America, one stands out.
The Plymouth Champ, built in Japan by Mitsubishi.
Equipped like a champ. Front-wheel drive, fully independent suspension, power front disc brakes, reclining buckets. This is no ordinary Japanese car.
Champ is 34 EPA estimated MPG, 45 estimated highway, and its base sticker price is just $52.63, plus taxes and destination charges.
And now we'll pay you $50 to test drive a new 1981 Champ. The $50 is yours if you buy our car or a qualifying competitive car within 30 days. One check per customer. Ask for complete details only at participating Chrysler Plymouth dealers.
Use Champ's 34 estimated MPG for comparison. Your mileage may differ. Highway mileage lower. We're not foolish to offer you $50. We're confident. Over the last 6 months, sales of new Chrysler-built cars are up compared to a year ago. Ford, GM, Datsun, Toyota are down.
No matter what you do today, do it with Anjali.
'Cause you're a woman.
The 8-hour perfume for the 24-hour woman. Compliments of Charles of the Ritz.
You can put the wash on the line, feed the kids, get dressed, pass out the kisses, and get to work by 5 and 9. 'Cause you're a woman.
Anjali. The 8-hour perfume that never lets them forget you're a woman.
You can park a 7-foot car in a 6-foot space. Work like a dog in the old rat race. Yeah. You can bring a smile to everybody's face because you're a woman. You can bring home a bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never, never let him forget he's a man.
It's exquisite. It's power. It's soft power. The 8-hour perfume for the 24-hour woman.
Open up and taste the moment. This time the best is just what you deserve. When you wanna fill your life up to the very brim, come and taste the moment, Erlinger.
Each day holds so many good moments. Moments of friendship renewed, of laughter shared, of well-earned pride, or quiet satisfaction. Now, to celebrate them all, there's Erlanger. Only in bottles and draft. One look, one sip, one taste will tell you this beer is a classic.
When you want to fill your life up to the very brim, come and taste the moment, Erlanger.
Erlanger, from the Joseph Schlitz Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
All right, isn't that nice? I like a guy who talks like that early in the morning and he doesn't rattle you.
7:57, 3 minutes before 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Russ the Moose here on 1260 KYA. And we'll take three more callers this time. And then we'll give you more clues tomorrow to help you guess what's in the mystery box if we don't get a winner right now. What do you think it is, please?
Yes, I should have guessed it after that last smoke.
All right.
It's the lid to a teapot.
No, sorry. You got the wrong pot. How about your guess? Hello? Would you like to guess what's in the mystery box?
Yeah, it's a lid to a coffee pot.
No, that's not it either. How about yours? Good morning.
Yes, is it a lid to a juicer?
To a what?
A juicer.
A juicer?
Mm-hmm.
No, nobody like that.
No.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
When I see my baby, what do I see?
Johnny Tillison, everyone.
Poetry in motion, walking by my side. Her lovely locomotion keeps my eyes open wide. Poetry in motion, see her gentle sway. I'll wave out on the ocean, could never move that way. Gracefully
that steamroller has a full head of steam today, and it's flattening all the opposition to Reaganomics. It's 8 o'clock, and I'm Pat Woodard with news on KYA San Francisco. Looks like President Reagan's budget is going to pass by a landslide in the House today. That is the word from some of the congresspeople who will vote on it. But many Democrats are not very happy about the way the whole process has gone. Pat Schroeder of Colorado says the House is being steamrolled into passing this budget, and she says it's a mistake.
The severe impact this is going to have on women, on minorities, on the elderly, on the urban cores, to say that all this compassion is suddenly going to be generated in state legislators to pick it up, to say that we can believe that there will be a 7.5% inflation, to say we can do all of that. We all should be here saying, wait a minute.
But it doesn't look like that's going to happen. One aspect of the Reagan budget is what it's going to do to Amtrak in California. But train lovers are not giving up. And another rail line with money problems is Muni. And that could mean a fare hike on the cable cars. Those stories are up next on KYA.
Ross, the big city store next door.
Ross knows that great things come in small packages with small price tags, too. That's why you'll find Ross's entire stock of petite dresses on sale at 20% off during Ross's Mother's Day sale. Choose from the freshest, newest styles in dressy and casual looks. The perfect gift with a perfect fit for the mother who's 5'4 or under. And that's not all. You can save 20% on Ross's entire stock of junior and Mrs. Jacket dresses. Several soft and suitable looks to wear with or without the coordinator jacket. It's the option that makes the jacket dress so versatile. Ross knows how to put on a sale for Mother's Day. Check out the options. Great gift-giving fashions just for her with a small price tag for you at Ross in San Bruno, Pacifica, Novato, Redwood City, Vacaville, and Castro Valley.
Ross, the Bay City store next door.
802 at KYA. Passenger rail transportation in this country is just now reaching a renaissance. That is why Caltrans director Adriana Gianturco said in Oakland yesterday that Amtrak should not be cut, at least not as much as President Reagan is proposing that happen. There was a whistle-stop tour of California cities, and it stopped in Oakland. And Gianturco says the financially threatened Amtrak passenger trains will really die if President Reagan gets his way. About a third of the budget will be cut. And Gianturco says it could mean the end of the line for Amtrak in California.
Probably the immediate impact would be, if the proposal goes through as is proposed now, is outright elimination of every single train running in California. Now, then our choice would be, what do we do about this? And, of course, one option would be to have the state pick up all those costs. However, if it's only a state system and not a national system, the fixed cost component is so high that it would probably be prohibitively expensive for us to continue running trains just in California.
Gianturco says that forcing millions of train passengers back into their cars just as they're learning about the convenience of traveling by train will only increase this country's dependence on foreign oil. One of the most popular rail lines around are the cable cars, but they have problems too. San Francisco's fleet needs money desperately to pay for a major overhaul of the system. Now, we San Franciscans may soon have our say on whether we want cable car fares to be raised. The Board of Supervisors will decide on Monday to put this issue on the November ballot. It would call for the separation of fares from the rest of Muni. Next year, the cable cars are expected to go out of service for three summers, June 82 through the summer of 84. Now, that's if the city gets the money it needs to refurbish the system. An estimated 30 to 60,000 people every year are getting fraudulent passports from the government, many of them for use in the drug trade. That's what the State Department's Office of Security claims. They're asking the Reagan administration for more power to crack down on passport fraud. According to the New York Times, many of the security agents blame Washington for their inability to deal with the growing problems of passport fraud. Obtaining a bogus document apparently is quite easy. A California bookstore reportedly is selling a manual on how to get a false passport for less than $20. Dead batteries may be anything but dead. KYA consumer editor Linda Botsko says they've been known to blow up on people.
With obviously serious consequences, which we'll talk about later today. Single batteries can blow up because an excessive charging rate can release hydrogen gas. If there's insufficient ventilation, a spark can ignite the gas and blam, the battery, possibly the car, and quite possibly you may have had it. This type of explosion can happen when you're using a battery charger. Use them exactly as directions indicate or dire things can happen. Another type of explosion can happen when you're jump starting, and then you can have two exploded batteries for the price of one. The things can blow if the terminal polarities are reversed, or if batteries of widely different voltages are connected together. To prevent this type of explosion, always follow directions in your owner's manual. Or, if an owner's manual isn't available for your make and model car, use the ones in the fact sheet on batteries from the Department of Transportation. To get your copy, drop a self-addressed stamped envelope to KYA Consumer Information Batteries, 300 Broadway, San Francisco, 94133. At noon, some tips on the safest way to jumpstart your car, including the reason why the cars involved shouldn't get too cozy, and it's not to avoid baby cars either. That's here on 1260 KYA.
You know, it's not easy to get Frank Robinson to smile. Just ask Father Guido Sarducci. After all, they went to school together at the Marconi School of Broadcasting. But even Frank was smiling after last night's game. The Giants beat the New York Mets 6-4.
I'm very pleased that we're scoring runs. Now we can just get our pitching together with the hitting and the defense. We'll be all right. But I'm very pleased with the win. I'm happy for the players because they need something like this to keep going, and they're battling out there, and I appreciate it.
Here in the Bay Area, the Oakland A's lost to the Detroit Tigers last night, and Billy Martin sent some of the baseballs from the game to the American League president, Lee McPhail. He says they were scuffed up. That's doctoring the ball, and that is illegal. The A's will finish their series with the Detroit Tigers this afternoon at the Oakland Coliseum. 8:07 at KYA.
Software engineers, if you're tired of talking about your career and you're ready to do something about it, Fairchild Automatic Test Equipment in San Jose has some welcome news for you. Fairchild is the automatic test equipment leader, and right now we need outstanding software engineers to help us stay in the forefront of technology. If you have 6 to 10 years experience in real-time operating systems design, Pascal language, and real-time programming, you may qualify. This could be the chance to move your career ahead. Are you ready to be involved in systems programming for large-scale, real-time, computer-controlled electronic test systems? Well, if you are, then find out more by calling Fairchild at 408-998-0123. That's 998-0123. Or see our classified ad under Engineers in this Sunday San Jose Mercury News. At Fairchild Automatic Test Equipment, you'll find that our standards are high, but the opportunities for rapid growth are great. Fairchild is an equal opportunity employer.
The City of Hope will hold its 22nd annual benefit sale on May 16th and 17th in Oakland. All the proceeds will go to disease research. You can call us at KYA for more on that. Bay Area weather looking pretty nice for the next few days. However, it is supposed to start clouding up by tomorrow afternoon. Highs will be about the same as they have been all this week in the 60s and mid-70s. It's 8:08, and I'm Pat Woodard with news on 1260 KYA.
Working on the chain. Yeah.
That's Sam Cooke on 1260 KYA, the sound of the men working on the chain gang. And women, I guess, nowadays, too. You can find ladies working almost anywhere, with or without fellas. It's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. 8:11 on 1260 KYA. I'm Russ the Moose. On the loose every morning, 5:15 until 10 o'clock. And I hope you can join us whenever you can. We're in an airplane here, the Super Cheese 1260 KYA, with a whole complement of stewardi. 57 of them include... Well, I won't go through all of them right now because I don't have the time.
What's all this talk about video discs? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know, coming up in a minute.
This is Dr. Randy Riley, president of Career Design, with some tips to make your interviews more successful. First of all, be able to talk about your skills comfortably. Eliminate any negative language from your vocabulary that you might use in answering questions or when describing past activities. For instance, don't say, "Well, I only did a little computer work," or "I haven't done very much of it." Begin by stating what you have done. "The computer work that I did was," or "the extent of my exposure in that particular area is," and then say what it is. Number two, describe your strengths. Don't say, "I enjoy working with people." Define how you want to work with people. Is it in counseling, training, solving problems? Number three, it's a good idea to show your enthusiasm for the job, to highlight the skills you have which qualify you for the job, and to tell the person how interested you are in the job. People love to know that you want to work for them. Tell them.
Okay, I'll tell you right now, if you need more information anyway on career transitions, don't miss Career Pathways to the 80s at Embarcadero Center, May 15th and 16th. It's sponsored by, would you believe, KYA.
With all the advertising and publicity about the new video disc players as well as videotape recorders, there is some confusion. Now, there are basically two types of video discs.
The most famous one right now is RCA's SelectVision video disc. In addition to that format, there's the LaserVision format.
Mark Wielosch, technical editor of Video File Magazine and contributing editor of Video Review Magazine, says these two formats are or will be offered under various brand names, and a third format is on the way in 1982.
Obviously, a video disc format of any kind is heavily dependent upon software. At this time, RCA, I believe, has the largest catalog of titles. They've got rights to, I think, well over several thousand different movies, although only about 150 have been announced for 1981.
Although the RCA SelectVision version has more movies and is in fact less expensive than the LaserVision, the sound is mono only.
The LaserVision format has the capability for stereo, so what you would have is a system with your television set and your own stereo system speakers nearby.
So with all the differences, how do you know what to buy?
Because of the uncertainty in the market, the fact that there are three video disc standards, all mutually incompatible, I think most people will probably be happier with a video cassette recorder at this time.
I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know on 1260 KYA.
It's 8:15. I'm Russ the Moose with everything you should know and have almost. Well, you don't need this, but if you're driving, you might want to know that there is a major tie-up in San Jose, anyway, on Monterey at Metcalf. Two trucks collided earlier this morning, and this is an injury accident, so emergency equipment is involved in this one. We have a new accident report on northbound 17 at Thornton in Fremont. It doesn't look like any injuries are involved in this one. Elsewhere, things are the usual rush hour slowness, but no other serious problems to report. It's 15 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Radio KYA, Russ, Syracuse.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. Have words with him.
in a while he won't call. But it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side.
From 1958 on 1260 KYA. Tommy Edwards, it's all in the game. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. 8:18, I'm Russ the Moose on the Loose with a little mozzarella cheese, smelly dripping. From high top, my antlers, down on my knees, my hoofs, and right into my duodenal malarias where my gastric juices play havoc every morning, 5:15 till 10, right here in the Super Cheese, 1260 KYA. The airplane design with everything in mind, almost. We do have some callers who would like to guess what's in the mystery box, and we're also going to open up our love lines for those of you who may want to talk to somebody to meet them for lunch, either today, tomorrow, or any time in the future. Let's see if we have a winner in the mystery box gimmick, first of all. Good morning.
Good morning. What it's a little glass bulb that fits inside the percolator lid.
Oh, no. Everybody's in the coffee pot syndrome this morning.
No-go?
Yeah, no, that it has, well, it's somewhat direct related to coffee, but it has nothing to do with the coffee pot.
Okay, thanks a bunch.
Thank you for calling, and have a nice day, and may all your dreams come true. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Well, in that case, may all your dreams come true.
In the Napa Valley.
In your Napa Valley.
Yes.
Hi. 8:18 on 1260 KYA. Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you like to guess what we have in the mystery box?
Yes.
Go ahead. What do you think it is?
First of all, it's got to be one of the two things. It has to be a top on a plastic juice, you know, where you put your juice in the morning.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but that's not what it is.
Well, it's got to be a Thomas Bowl then.
No, neither one.
All right.
Are you married? Are you married or single?
Single.
Would you like to meet somebody for lunch in the near future?
Well, why not?
All right. Why don't you just tell me briefly, what is your first name?
Bill.
Bill? How old are you, Bill?
I'm 40 years old.
And where are you calling from? San Francisco, Chinatown, where?
Oakland.
Okay, well, that's close. And hold on. After we talk to you, I want to get your phone number, because if there's a person who would be interested in meeting you for lunch, Bill, either today, tomorrow, or next week, we can put the first three qualified people in touch with you. What kind of a person would you like to talk to?
Well, first of all, I want her to be a woman somewhere between middle of 30s or middle of 40s. She must be intelligent.
Does she have to be good looking?
Well, that helps.
All right. Nice figure and all that?
Well, that helps.
Okay. Are you into the physical more than you are into the intellectual part of a woman?
Intellectual.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You're one of the odd guys, then, aren't you?
I guess.
I mean, most guys, when they say, when you ask them, what kind of a woman would you like to talk to for any reason, it's usually, well, blonde, you know, about 25, 125 pounds.
No.
That's not you.
First of all, I'm a black man, but the woman doesn't have to make no difference whether she's black, white, yellow, brown, or pink. It doesn't matter as long as she's got some brains.
All right. Okay, so an intelligent lady who might want to have lunch with you, who's heard this conversation and just wants to talk to you, Bill. I'll put her in touch with you, okay?
That's great.
Very good. Don't go away, because I need your number for all that.
Right.
Have a good day in spite of ourselves.
Okay.
Bye. expected a great big macho-sounding voice, you know, with a group known as Fleetwood Mac. And there she is, in all her shining little glory with Dreams on 1260 KYA. It's 8:24, 24 minutes after 8 o'clock. Actually, the little second hand is indicating I just lied. It's 25 minutes after 8. I'm Russ the Moose right here in the Super Cheese 1260 KYA. The airplane with 7 engines, 2 on the port wing, 5 on the starboard, which means, of course, you don't have to worry about getting to international nowhere or wherever you're going any morning, Monday through Friday, because with 7 engines, we could lose all 5 engines on the starboard wing and still make it in on the other 2. It's nice to have you with us wherever you're going, Monday through Friday at 1260 KYA. 5:15 until 10 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to talk to one of our passengers, Mr. Rogers, in the non-smoking section in just a little bit. But I did want to say that we had a caller this morning, just a little while ago, as a matter of fact, a fellow by the name of Bill, a 40-year-old fella in Oakland, and he wanted to talk to a nice lady who's intelligent. Can you believe a man who's really not into the physical when it comes to the opposite sex? Well, anyway, that's what he said. If you'd like to talk to Bill, give me a call right now at 478-3240. And the first 3 intelligent ladies will get Billy's number for lunch or whatever sometime in the near future. Checking back now to the non-smoking section here on the airplane, the Super Cheese 1260 KYA. We don't know if Mr. Rogers is singing or just thinking out loud.
The boy has what he needs to be a boy the minute he's born. And all of his parts grow as he grows. A girl has what she needs to be a girl the minute she's born, and all of her parts grow as she grows.
Isn't that nice to know? Thank you, Mr. Rogers. Little words of wisdom from the guy in the non-smoking section of the Super Cheese, 1260 KYA. Peter, Paul, and Mary. Mary, of course, the cutest of them all. Blowing in the wind.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea?
Continue to be a factor in your insurance premiums, even if you've never had an accident or a ticket. It's 8:29, and I'm Pat Woodard with news on 1260 KYA. Assemblyman Art Torres would like to see car insurance premiums based on your driving record only. Well, apparently very few other people feel the same way. His bill to that effect was defeated. Now, setting premiums depends on your age, your sex, your marital status, occupation, and the city you live in. Ann Reinke, the Alliance of American Insurers, says what part of town you live in also makes a difference.
I think what the companies will do is take a look at their loss experience, which means how many accidents have happened in that area. Does that area warrant charging more to cover for the potential accidents that can continue to happen?
Reinke says that insurance companies are against Torrey's bill because they say it would cost us more money for car insurance. We would be subsidizing, she says, high-risk drivers throughout the state instead of just our own geographical area. The United States is telling Libya to pack up and get out, and the embarrassment of wearing braces may not be embarrassing for much longer. In fact, you won't even be able to see them. Those stories are up next on KYA.
There's a feeling deep inside you, a spirit you just can't hide. And with every taste of life, well, that Pepsi spirit shines right through.
Catch that Pepsi spirit. Drink it in, drink it in, drink it in, y'all. Catch that Pepsi spirit. Drink it in, drink it in, drink it in.
It's the love and the laughter, the taste of life.
At KYA. A United States Middle Eastern troubleshooter is in Syria today on a mission aimed at reducing the tensions in Lebanon between Syria and Israel. Moscow, a close ally of Syria, is also trying to defuse the crisis, and a Soviet representative has arrived in Damascus. The two superpowers are trying to head off a Syrian-Israeli war over the deployment of ground-to-air missiles in Lebanon. Those missiles are Israeli-made. Washington is giving Libya 5 days to close its embassy in the United States. This signals even further deterioration of relations between the two countries. The administration based its decision on Libya's support of international terrorism and alleged threats and harassment of Libyan dissidents in the United States. Libya's reaction, outrage and denial. The parents of San Francisco school kids should be vitally interested in the result of a labor election being completed today. KYA's Larry Brownell has that story.
San Francisco's teachers will be voting until 5:30 this evening on whether they want to change unions or have no union at all. The two-day vote comes right in the middle of contract negotiations. The American Federation of Teachers has been the bargaining unit since 1977. But the Classroom Teachers Association now claims it has more members and demanded an election. Julie Kopik of the AFT says she's confident that a majority of the teachers will stick with them based on their record over the past 4 years.
It's been four very difficult years. There have been layoffs and Proposition 13 and budget cutbacks, but I think that the AFT has a good record. Our campaign was based on our proven ability, and I'm confident that teachers will recognize that and will vote for the AFT.
After the balloting ends at 5:30, the votes will be counted in North's auditorium, and the results should be known about 7:30 p.m. tonight.
Braces, you can't see. It's a new kind of protective tooth brace that is not visible when you smile, and they were exhibited in San Francisco yesterday. The braces were developed in Japan, where else, and they're still in experimental use and not commercially available yet. The new braces are for adults who don't want to have an unencumbered smile. Instead of being attached in front, they are attached in the back. 40 patients are using these braces in Japan right now, and when it's found out how effective they are, we'll let you know. 8:33, and the Bay Area Marine Institute in San Francisco features a weekend boat building seminar on May 16th and 17th. You can register by calling 552-4500. The Bay Area weather, not too bad for sailing probably in the next few days, but watch out for the pretty high winds in the afternoon, up to 30 miles an hour again today. Other than that, look for fair skies through tomorrow with some low clouds along the coast in the evening and morning hours. Highs today will be in the 60s and mid-70s. It's 8:34, and I'm Pat Woodard with news on 1260 KYA.
Until happiness is just an illusion.
On 1260 KYA, the Four Tops, Reach Out and I'll Be There. And that's just what happened when Bill called on our love line a few minutes ago at 478-3240. He's reaching out to talk to a nice lady who would like to have lunch with him sometime this week or next week. We're going to talk to a nice lady right now on our love line. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. Would you like to talk to Bill?
Yes.
Okay. Would you do me a favor, please, and don't turn yourself down. But can you turn your radio down, please? Turn your radio all the way down.
Okay.
Thank you, my dear. It's 8:37, 23 minutes before 9 o'clock on 1260 KYA. Mary, are you there? Mary?
Hello?
Mary, you are there.
Yes.
Okay, Bill called, a nice fella in Oakland, 40 years old, and he wants to have lunch with an intelligent woman. Do you feel you qualified?
Yes.
Okay, I know you're 28. You told me that. You live in the city. Why do you think you're qualified?
I just would like to meet somebody nice to talk with and to go to lunch.
Okay. What is your favorite lunch consist of, what you say? What's your favorite food? What do you like to eat at lunchtime?
Either tuna fish sandwich, egg, or a hamburger.
Okay, so it won't be disappointing if Bill gets you lunch that doesn't include any of those, will it?
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, you're 28. Were you ever married before?
No, I wasn't.
Are you thinking about it?
Not really.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, will you do me a favor?
Huh?
Will you do me a favor, Mary?
Yes.
After you meet Bill, will you call me back the next day?
Mm-hmm.
Would you do that?
Yes.
All right, because we'd like to follow through, because we keep a score on all this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Marriages, engagements, kids, dogs, animals, everything.
Uh-huh.
So we'd appreciate that. Do you want to take a wild guess as to what we have in the mystery box, as long as you
can? This could be... two or three things. I would say it could be, you said it's round like a flying saucer.
Uh-huh.
Has a top to it.
Yeah, well, it is a top.
And
no, it goes on top. That's another clue. It is a top because it goes on top.
Yeah, it's like, you can use, everybody uses it every morning. I know that.
Well, no, everybody doesn't use it every morning.
Some people do.
Some people do, and it doesn't, sex has nothing to do with it.
I would say it's a coffee pot. Strainer.
No, it has nothing to do with the coffee pot, Mary. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Have a nice day, dear.
Okay.
And have a nice lunch when you meet Bill.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good luck to you.
Okay.
Bye. 8:39 on 1260 KYA. Here's a little message from Michael with Dionne Warwick.
Welfare and fame. I hear Michael has gone and changed.
Kentucky Bluebird on 1260 KYA. You can fly right on one of our wingtips. What the heck? The Super Cheese 1260 KYA, the airplane with wingtip to wingtips coverage spanning the bay from San Francisco to Oakland, from Marin to San Jose every morning. I'm your pilot, Russ the Moose. And we take off every morning 5:15 and go right up until 10 o'clock when we try to make a three-point landing. It's 8:43. We did have Mary respond to Bill's Loveline request to meet a nice lady for lunch, an intelligent lady. So Mary and Bill will be getting together soon, I hope. And then one of the two will call back to let us know just what happened after the initial shock. We're still looking for a winner in the Mystery Box gimmick at 478-3240. And the next hour, by the way, we're going to talk to one of our irregular regulars who calls every morning between 9 and 10, Dr. Fondue, with the good news and the bad news. We're also going to do a bombing run this morning. But right now, let's see if we have a winner in the Mystery Box gimmick. Good morning, and how are you?
Just fine, thank you.
Would you like to guess what I put in the Mystery Box this morning that has nothing to do with a... Well, I shouldn't say nothing to do with a coffee pot. But as far as, well, what do you think it is?
I think it's a lid to an oatmeal container.
No, I'm sorry, my
dear. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Good morning. What do you think is in the mystery box?
Could it be the lid of a sugar bowl?
Absolutely right, my dear. I'm glad you guessed it. I was sick and tired of shaking the box. Hello there. Are you there?
Oh, she just gave the phone to someone else.
What do you mean?
She's all excited.
Oh, dear. Listen, it's not that exciting, but I'll tell you what will be exciting. When you see the Beach Boys, I'm going to send you a pair of tickets to see the Beach Boys Sunday, May 17th, right on the lawn. You can sit there on the grass and eat whatever you want to bring with you. I mean, that's up to you. You know what I mean?
Terrific.
Yeah, that'll be at the Concord Pavilion.
Okay, great. Can you I'm going to make her take me.
Sure, why not?
Really?
What is your first...
Okay, do you need her name and address?
Yeah. Can you hold on? I'll get all that information so it won't go on the radio so that, you know, a freako won't call her, okay?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I thought so. Besides, I could use her name.
Okay.
Don't go away.
Okay.
Bye. I'm just going to put you on hold.
Okay.
All right. Now then, where are we? Here we are. At 1260 KYA. It's 8:44 and a good morning to you.
Raindrops are falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I just did need some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. But there's one thing I know. The blues they send to me. Soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. Up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
have your B, your J, your Thomas, your BJ Thomas with your raindrops, your keep, your falling, your raindrops keep falling right here on 1260 KYA. I'm Russ the Moose on the Loose every morning, 5:15 to 10 o'clock. Hope you can join us for a lot of fun, a lot of information that you need and information you don't need. Little words of wisdom from my bird of paradise. And updated traffic reports from our tail gunner, Hardly Worth It. And, of course, we always give you a chance to win some money. Everybody can use that, right? I don't know of anybody who can't use money, including, would you believe, Rita Jenrette's husband. He is suing her for alimony. And you know what she said? He ain't going to get it. Of course, I think she had other meanings in mind when she said that. 848, right here on 1260 KYA. And our congratulations this morning to Trudy Banning. She was the first to correctly guess what we put in the mystery box. And it was, indeed, a sugar bowl top. So, Trudy Banning and one of her friends, Nell Sobrani, will go to enjoy the concert when the Beach Boys arrive at the Concord Pavilion Sunday, May 17th, and they're going to sit there right on the grass with everybody else. We are going to do a bombing run. As a matter of fact, I think we ought to do it right now. See if you can guess who it is we're going to bomb. We're making a direct hit on the chick. Fantastic, man. She deserved it in the 60s. Deserves it even more now in the 80s. Take her back up, Captain, to 12,060 feet. Mission completed. Those are the beginnings for Chicago, but the end, we hope, for Leslie Gore on her tune anyway, called It's My Party. We bombed her this morning, and we bombed her in the 60s. And I always think that records that deserved it then certainly would deserve it now. On 1260 KYA, I'm Russ the Moose. It's 8:52. 8:52 in the morning, 7 minutes before 9 o'clock. We're going to talk to another caller who'd like to be on our love line to get into lunch line to meet a real nice lady. His name is John. He's 24. He lives in Richmond, and we'll talk to him right after this. It's going to be a fair day, by the way.
Today on Channel 5's People Are Talking, the incredible story of a transsexual sister who bore a child for her brother-turned-sister. Hi, I'm Ross McGowan.
And I'm Ann Fraser. Bobby Lee Montgomery underwent transsexual surgery in 1978 to become a woman. Last year, she became a mother. Unable to have her own child, she enlisted the help of her sister as a surrogate mother.
What's been the final outcome? Bobby Lee, her husband, and her sister will join us to share this unique story.
On People Are Talking, today at 10... on Channel 5.
Good morning. It's a great day out there, and wouldn't you know,
for a lot of years, you woke up with Dave, and now Mac O'Hatton returns to radio.
I've returned to show you what goes on today in the exciting world of radio in the Bay Area. After spending 25 years here, I'd like you to see just what happens and who makes it happen. I'll show you all the latest in computer technology, everything from electronic newsrooms to automated programming. You'll see the faces that go with the radio voices. I'm Dave McElhattan. Join me at the only place where you can see what goes on behind the dial Monday at 11, only on Channel 5.
Okay, as a matter of fact, some of the Channel 5 television crew members were here to do some pictures taking and take the flashing lights that are going on right here in the cockpit of my airplane, the Super Cheese, 1260 KYA. I'm your pilot, taking off every morning, 5:15 until 10 o'clock. It's 8:54, and let's get to our love line right now. A fellow by the name of John in Richmond. He's 24 years old, and let's see what kind of a guy he is and the kind of lady he'd like to take to lunch. Hi, John.
Good morning, Russ. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How you doing?
Oh, getting along for an average morning.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a little unpredictable for me. Not your average day. I won't go into it, but...
No day's average for you, right?
Well, not really, but I mean, you know, we're habitual creatures, and when you get up and one little thing is off, you know... you're not going to have a real good day.
That's true, and it affects your whole day.
It affects your whole day, yeah, because then the next thing doesn't work right. You know, I forgot my watch, my ring, the taxi cab was pointed in the wrong direction. Just little things.
Let's hope the rest of your day isn't like that.
No, I especially since I'm going to the racetrack. Anyway,
I thought I'd meet someone to get together for lunch.
Uh-huh. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself first, John? I know you're 24. You live in Richmond.
I'm 24. I live in Richmond.
Yeah.
I like the outdoors. I run a lot, distance running. I hike, camp. I go to law school.
But can you cook?
Pardon me?
Never mind. Go ahead, John.
Okay. I'm trying to crack a joke by me, huh? And I like someone who is not only athletic, but someone who can carry on an intelligent conversation. Someone intelligent and athletic.
Wow, you're just like the
mixture
last,
there.
Like the last guy who called, a fellow by the name of Bill in Oakland. He wanted to talk to a lady. He didn't care about her body. He was just interested in her mind.
Well, both are important.
I see. You're being a little more honest, perhaps, than Bill.
I'm 5'7", mm-hmm. About 130 pounds.
Were you ever married before or engaged?
No.
Never engaged?
No.
What would you say is the one thing that you dislike most in women? As far as personality is concerned. I mean, you know, a loud talker, quiet lady.
Not being honest.
Not being honest.
Right.
Wow, good luck to you, John.
Okay.
We'll put you in touch with the first three ladies who would like to meet you for lunch. What age group are you interested in?
Oh, between 20 and 30.
All right, very good.
I range there.
Good luck to you. Have a good day on this Anticipation Thursday.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
The Moose and the City are heavy. Russ, Syracuse, KYA.
It don't matter to me. Some time to be free, time to go out searching for yourself, hoping to find time to go to find. It don't matter to me if you take up with someone who's better than me, 'cause you're happy. Lot of people have an ego hang up 'cause matter to me if your searching brings you back together with me? 'Cause there'll always be an empty room waiting for you, an open heart waiting for you. Time is on my side, 'cause it don't matter to me.
It don't matter to me. It's 8:58, 2 minutes before 9 o'clock, as we go towards Pat Woodard's news at 9 on the hour. I thought it'd be appropriate on this Be Kind of Animal Week. I'm Russ the Moose, and here's the horse with Cliff Noble on 1260 KYA.
Things are relatively quiet in Northern Ireland after today's funeral for Bobby Sands, but everybody knows things could explode at any time. It's 9:01, and I'm Pat Woodard with news on KYA San Francisco. Thousands of mourners are paying tribute to IRA hunger striker Bobby Sands. KYA correspondent Edwin Smith was at the funeral procession and filed this report.
This funeral procession moving at a slow walk, led by the solitary piper, the hearse flanked by two buglers. Behind it, the coffin, draped in the Irish tricolour, Bobby Sands' black beret and black gloves atop it, a small spray of flowers. Either side, a seven-man IRA guard of honour, stuffing masks, black berets, and green fatigues. Behind that, the Sands family, and the many, many thousands of mourners come to follow this funeral procession. Edwin Smith, Belfast.
Since the services began, the streets of Northern Ireland have been quiet, but there are 30,000 police and troops on duty in the cities, ready for any violence that may erupt. Over 1,000 supporters of Bobby Sands marched to the residence of the British consul in San Francisco last night. The president is going to win a big one today in the House, and some South Bay male strippers are hoping to win one against Oakland Raiders star John Matuszak. Those stories are up next on KYA.
In an undistinguished little ranch house just outside of Tinseltown, two brothers are about to engage in an ominous battle of identity, mythically larger than themselves. Their story is trapped somewhere in that subtle moment between comedy and tragedy, past and present, fantasy and reality. Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Sam Shepard's True West is an insightful and uniquely funny story with a double-edged ability to amuse and amaze us as we each pursue our destined course towards a vanishing American dream.
Herb Kane says True West is a knockout of a play. The Chronicle tags it as certainly the most interesting play in the Bay Area. And the Independent Journal calls True West masterful, an exciting evening of theater which should not be missed. True West at ACT's Marines Memorial Theater. Phone 673-6440. Master charge and visa accepted. That's True West, 673-6440.
903 at KYA. President Reagan is getting ready for his moment of victory today when the House okays his budget package. But he's also doing some entertaining. Japanese Prime Minister Zenko Suzuki is at the White House, and you can bet they're going to be talking about Japanese car imports. President Reagan wanted to stress that the sometimes bitter battle of the cars is actually just some friendly competition.
Our countries are economic leaders in the world of sophisticated technology, industry, and science. And because we are leaders, great tides swirl around us, forces of independence, progress, and friendly competition. As you have said, the choices we make will determine the fate of generations.
Reagan and Suzuki will also be talking about the level of defense spending for Japan. The U.S. is primarily responsible for defending Japan, and the administration would like Japan to take on more of that burden. Governor Brown wants to raise our sales taxes. The governor was on the tube last night asking for a 0.25% increase in the sales tax to build more prisons and fight crime. The worst fire in Oakland in years. It was a two-story apartment building owned by the Oakland Housing Authority. Five children died. Atlanta police are looking for a 14-year-old black youngster missing since yesterday. They say that he has a history of running away from home, and they're worried he could become the 27th victim of the Atlanta child killer or killers. Sausalito's vice mayor, 78-year-old Sally Stanford, faces surgery today for cancer of the colon. The ex-madam says it will be successful, but even if it isn't, she still has a good attitude. Vice Mayor Stanford says everybody dies of something. It really doesn't matter to her. The heart-lung transplant patient Mary Golke got out of the intensive care unit yesterday at Stanford. Charles Walker, the second patient having such an operation at Stanford this year and has a new anti-rejecting drug, is still in critical but stable condition. Mary Golke could be going home to Arizona soon. Are you ready for the 23-cent stamp? That's right. If the Postal Service does not get the 20-cent stamp it wants, it may soon ask for a 23-cent stamp. Now, that's a nickel more than we're paying right now. Yes, the post office did just raise stamp prices, but it didn't get the amount it wanted. Postmaster General William Bolger is putting his fight together now and is expected to officially ask for the 23-cent stamp later this year. When you talk about your truly wild and crazy guys, John Matuszak of the Oakland Raiders can't be too far down the list, headed by Steve Martin. Matuszak is known to enjoy life to the fullest, grabbing for all the gusto he can get. But he may be toning it down very soon. He's being sued for a wild and crazy time that happened a year ago at the Piccadilly Pub in Castro Valley. That's a male striptease club, and the twos decided he wanted to get in on the act. The club's manager, Danny Zezzo, says the football player got up on stage and started taking his clothes off. Well, first of all, we wanted to know, how was his act?
I was pretty upset at the time. It wasn't bad, you know. What can I say? You know, it wasn't too bad, except I was pretty nervous about what he was going to do and what his next move would be.
Well, Zezzo says a customer didn't like his act and threw a drink at him, but he thought it was the dancer on stage who threw it, so he proceeded to throw the male stripper onto a table, injuring him and a female bystander. The dancer and Zezzo are asking for $1.5 million in their lawsuit. The Oakland A's will close out their series with the Detroit Tigers today at the Coliseum. Matt Keogh will go for his sixth win in a row. The only other six-game winner in the American League is Keogh's teammate, Mike Norris. The A's lost to the Tigers last night, 3-2. The Giants had better luck. They were in New York to play the Mets, and they won 6-4. They'll try to sweep that three-game series against the Mets tonight. 9:07 at KYA.
1260 KYA, with a tip from the Consumer Fraud Section of the San Francisco District Attorney's Office.
Hi, this is Laurel Pollock. Have you ever had this problem? Your landlord sells your rental unit while you're still living there and deducts some money from your deposit since you tore the drapes and he has to repair them. Well, that part's okay, but you should know that you do have certain rights in these circumstances. Your landlord must transfer the rest of your deposit to your new landlord and notify you by registered mail of the transfer and your new landlord's name and address, or he has to return the remainder of the deposit to you. For rental agreements made on or after January 1, 1978, you're also entitled to an itemized written account of what was done with your deposit. Before you ever rent an apartment, go through it with the landlord and check off the condition of things. Then when you move out, go through it again with the list and note any changes. Remember, you have landlord-tenant rights, so use them.
Another consumer tip from 1260 KYA.
9:08, and the Bay Area weather looking about the same as it has the last few days, but it is supposed to start clouding up by tomorrow afternoon. Other than that, we'll have highs in the 60s and 70s today. It's 9:08, and I'm Pat Woodard with news on 1260 KYA.
Well, since you put me down, I bet I'm doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning
on 1260 KYA and Help Me Rhonda. Well, we helped Trudy Banning to guess what's in the mystery box, as we did a lot of other people at the same time, as we gave clues to help you guess what's in there. And Trudy was the first to correctly guess that we had a top to a sugar bowl in there. So she's going to see the Beach Boys Sunday, May 17th at the Concord Pavilion. Congratulations to Trudy Banning of El Sobrante. I'm Russ the Moose on the loose here on the Super Cheese 1260 KYA. It's going to be another nice day. If you like yesterday, you'll love today. And coming up sometime this hour, we're going to talk to one of our irregular regulars in the non-smoking section of the airplane, Dr. Fondue, with the good news and the bad news. The Buffalo Springfield, for whatever it's worth. 9:12, 12 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning to you.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. And people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Children, what's that?
Yeah, for what it's worth, with the Buffalo Springfield on 1260 KYA. The weatherman says hello, and then he went on to say, fair. I said, beautiful. He said, what? I said, your hair. He said, no, fair. I said, well, hey, what's the forecast? He said, nice, beautiful, fair, right through tomorrow, with a high today in the city of about 66 degrees. 69, maybe a little warmer in the Oakland area. 71 for Marin County, and 72 in Than Hoathe. Do have to caution you on this program. 1260 KYA, every morning, 5:15 until 10 o'clock, with your pilot here in the cockpit of the Super Cheese, 1260 KYA, that portions of this program may be too intense for adults.
9:15, everyone, 9:15, 15 after 9.
Maybe I'm amazed at the way I really need.
9:19. It's 19 minutes after 9 o'clock. I'm Russ the Moose here on 1260 KYA. Those were the Beatles, of course, and a tune called Maybe I'm Amazed. Paul McCartney and Wings, I should have said. This is Thursday, Anticipation Thursday, as we look forward to a nice weekend coming up. May 7th, Thursday, and of course, Sunday is Mother's Day. And fellas, to tell her that she's really, really special, here is the perfect Mother's Day gift that every woman cherishes. First, one dozen beautiful long-stemmed roses with your special message. It'll be delivered right into her arms, especially for Mother's Day. And then National Flower Delivery Service will deliver a fabulous new gift box full of roses once each month through May of next year. Except for the four times when she'll be completely surprised with gorgeous alternate gifts like lovely orchids, colorful mixed bouquets, and lush indoor plants. Today's price for a bouquet of roses delivered totals about $18. But the National Flower Arrangement is only $9.98 each month, plus a small delivery charge. And you'll be billed monthly through your credit card. Call now, and she'll also receive a gift box of Whitman's Delicious Chocolates, absolutely free with her beautiful Mother's Day roses. Isn't that nice? To order, just phone 351-ROSE. That's 351-ROSE. Deliveries all over the Bay Area, Santa Rosa, and nationwide. Call 351-ROSE. It's 920 on 1260 KYA.
Software engineers. While the other companies are busy playing follow the leader, Fairchild Automatic Test Equipment in San Jose is busy being the leader. And right now, Fairchild is looking for outstanding software engineers to help us stay in the forefront of ATE technology. Do you have 6 to 10 years experience in real-time operating systems design, Pascal language, and real-time systems programming? Well, if you do, you may qualify for one of these key software positions. This is your chance to move ahead while involving yourself in systems programming for large-scale, real-time, computer-controlled electronic test systems. To find out more, call Fairchild at 408-998-0123. That's 998-0123. Or see our classified ad under Engineers in Sunday San Jose Mercury News. At Fairchild Automatic Test Equipment, our standards are high, but the opportunities for rapid growth are great. Fairchild is an equal opportunity employer.
In the cafes where the French winemakers gather, the talk is of little else but the new grapes on the vine. Here, the name Rémy Pannier has stood for fine wines as long as most can remember.
Rémy Pannier? Ah, oui.
Rémy Pannier, a name that brings a smile of recognition.
Ah, oui. Rémy Pannier.
Now, Americans who care about fine wines can also say, ah, oui, Rémy Pannier, because now specially selected wines bearing the Rémy Pannier label have come to America. There's Rémy Pannier Rouge de France, a dry, full-bodied red. Rémy Pannier Blanc de France, a dry, delicate white. And Rémy Pannier Rosé de France, dry with just a hint of sweetness. Look for these and other Rémy Pannier wines at stores and fine restaurants. Taste the difference a great French wine can make. A difference that will have you, too, saying,
ah oui, Rémy Pannier.
Rémy Pannier wines, imported by Austin Nichols, New York, New York.
Memories, KYA Remember. The light from the stars. She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet were her eyes, warmer than May her tender sighs. Love was all. Precious and warm.
1260 KYA. It's 25 minutes after the hour, 9:25. I'm Russ the Moose, and it's nice to have you with us. Hope you can join us anytime, Monday through Friday, from 5:15 until 10 o'clock in the morning as we take off in the Super Cheese 1260 KYA. We had a winner in the Mystery Box contest this morning, Trudy Banning of El Sobrado, and tomorrow's Friday, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, tomorrow we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 if you're the first person to correctly guess what we put in the mystery box before we announce any clues, sometime between 6 and 7 o'clock in the morning. We're awaiting Dr. Fondue's call with the good news and the bad news. In the meantime, a lot of good music here from the 50s and 60s. Music you can hear 24 hours a day on 1260 KYA, like this one with the Hollies. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. 1260 KYA, those are the Hollies. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. What is it that the Chinese say? We're all brothers and sisters. That's why I live in Chinatown, because I want to be close to the guy who said that. 9:30 on 1260 KYA. I'm Russ the Moose on the Loose, and we're going to talk, as we talk every morning, between, sometime in this hour, to our irregular, Dr. Fondue with the good news and the bad news. Good morning, Dr. Fondue.
How do you do, Russell? The Russell, Dr. Fondue here.
Dr. Fondue there, I'm here, and everywhere there's chairs somewhere, like in Washington Square.
Very good.
Do you have the good news and...
I happen to have good news and bad news.
Oh, let's have the good news first.
Well, the good news, you see, let me turn it around.
Oh, you're going to give us the bad news?
The bad news first.
Well, I mean, some people may not want to hear bad news.
Well, that is what you call in the profession tough darts.
All right, I'm at your mercy. I lost control. Go ahead.
The bad news, you see, when you cross an Arab with a Spaniard is that you get a difference of religion.
Yeah.
The good news is that you get oil of Olay.
You're terrible. Fortunately, I'm Italian, and I'll excuse you.
You're Italian?
Yes.
Hey.
KYA Radio 1260.
Domino on 1260 KYA, one of the all-time big sellers. I mean, he was right up there, I think, in the top three. Elvis and I think the Beatles are next, and then Fats Domino. I'm in love again. My main man this morning, Fats Domino, here on 1260 KYA. It's 9:33. I'm Russ the Moose, and still in the non-smoking section of the Super Cheese, 1260 KYA, the airplane with everything you'd need almost in the morning, is Dr. Fondue. Dr. Fondue.
Yes, Russell the Mussel.
I have a question for you. I'm wondering, you're really good at jokes, but what I want to know is how come that you are the best? You're one of the best at telling jokes. How is that you are, you know, one of the best joke tellers?
Could you repeat the question, please?
Yes. Why is it that you are the best? I'm sorry. Are you there?
Timing.
Huh?
Timing.
Timing. All right.
Timing.
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 Tie yourself.
This is a recording.
The same to you, Dr. Funk.
Can I see her coming down the street? I get so shaky and I feel so weak.
'64 for that Golden Grabber. Peter and Gordon on 1260 KYA and I Go to Pieces. I didn't really when I saw them for the first time at KYA. They came up together, almost holding hands. They both had rim glasses. I couldn't tell Peter from Gordon, and they couldn't either, so it made it all very equal, and then we got along very well. It's 9:36 on 1260 KYA. I'm Russ the Moose. Nice to have you with us. Hope you can join us anytime that you get up or anytime you turn your radio on or anytime you go to sleep. I know they're everybody assumes that between 5:15 and 10 o'clock in the morning that people are getting up. I remember for 13 years going to bed at about that time. And, during the all-night flight, we used to try to get you in bed. I mean, we used to try to, can I rephrase that? We used to try to put you to sleep, okay? And sometimes we'd even talk in monotone to help you do that. Now, we try to get you up every morning. Hope you can join us here in the airplane, the Super Cheese, 1260 KYA. It's going to be a nice day, fair like yesterday. And tomorrow, the day after, and the day after that. Diana Ross, when she sang with the Supremes, the Motown sound from Detroit. Boy, she could never miss. Whenever disc jockeys or programmers saw that record, they knew immediately it was, as they used to say in the 60s, it's a smash. It's 9:40, 20 minutes before 10 o'clock. On the loose, yours truly, the pilot and the super cheese, 1260 KYA. I'm Roast the Moose. Coming up, Jimmy Rogers and a lot of nice things that you may or may not want. I mean, we'll only know when we do them for you.
They teamed up and managed to mix music with romance, but are the notes starting to turn sour? Hi, I'm Richard Hart.
And I'm Jan Yanahiro. Tonight on Channel 5's Evening Magazine, you'll find out the true story behind the sizzling romance between Glenn Campbell and Tanya Tucker.
And we'll show you what a gorilla, two dancing dill pickles, a live lion, a stripper, and a balloon man have in common.
All on Evening Magazine, tonight at 7:30 on Channel 5.
Good morning. It's a great day out there, and wouldn't you know,
for a lot of years, you woke up with Dave, and now Mac O'Hatton returns to radio.
I've returned to show you what goes on today in the exciting world of radio in the Bay Area. After spending 25 years here, I'd like you to see just what happens and who makes it happen. I'll show you all the latest in computer technology, everything from electronic newsrooms to automated programming. You'll see the faces that go with the radio voices. I'm Dave McElhattan. Join me at the only place where you can see what goes on behind the dial Monday at 11, only on Channel 5.
Modern Army is a flying army, and we train thousands of aviation specialists every year.
Be all that you can be.
See your Army recruiter today.
'Cause we need you in the Army.
Paid for by the U.S. Army.
9:41 on 1260 KYA. 9:41, and I didn't have a perfect day today. I guess, you know, that's the way life is. Nothing is perfect. And you know it's going to be a bad day. For example, when you find the 60 Minutes film crew waiting for you at the office, or your only son tells you he wishes Anita Bryant would mind her own business, you know you're going to have a bad day when you wake up to discover your waterbed has broken, and then you realize you don't own a waterbed.
It's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for a home. And they called it a honeycomb, and they roamed the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb into one sweet ball. And the honeycomb from a million drips made my baby's lips so honeycomb. Baby, well, a honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone. They made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, a honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, a honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you've got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. Made a little tree, and I guess you heard. Oh, then, well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around till the end of spring, getting every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all into one sweet tone. For my honeycomb, oh, honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, a honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, they made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, a honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, a honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you've got a wife like honeycomb. Honeycomb, well, a honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, a honeycomb, be my own. What a darn good life when you've got a wife like honeycomb.
Jimmy Rogers with Honeycomb on 1260 KYA. 9:44. It is 16 minutes before 10 o'clock. We did one thing on the all-night flight several years ago, and I thought perhaps it might be fun to recall as we listen now to the Moose's Memory Machine.
Memories, KYA, remember.
May I sing just a little bit of a tender song that I've composed
certain words just so that they'll all fit for the new contest on KYA. I'd like to, at this point, remind you that I've never done this before. So please, bear with me. Thank you for listening. My name is Russell Moon.
True and help me understand, 'cause I've been in love before and I found that love was more than just holding hands. If I give my heart to you, I must be sure from the very start that you would love me more than her. If I trust in you, oh please, don't run and hide. If I love you too, oh please, don't hurt my pride like her, 'cause I couldn't stand the pain.
Little studio B here. 9:48, those were the Beatles, and If I Fell. Oh, look at this. Now, it's not a Beatle, it's... Well, come right over here, my dear. What are you doing here in the studio? Do you work here? You look familiar, but you're not familiar. I mean, you don't feel... I mean, you don't look familiar. Oh, dear. Can I start all over?
I think you better.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. I just stopped by on my way to work.
Oh, listen, as long as you're stopping by on your way to work, you want to get a little closer to the microphone and let people hear? Are you just a normal girl? I mean, you can't say girl anymore. Gee, it's terrible.
Woman.
What's wrong with the word girl?
Well, I'm
what's
not
wrong
a girl anymore.
It?
I used to be a girl. Now I'm a woman. I'm all grown up.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to play a song
I'll accept
for me?
That. That's a real nice answer. What is your name, by the way?
My name is Donna.
Donna?
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell that?
D-O-N-N-A.
Okay. Listen, I do have a record. Remember Richie Valens?
No.
Would you like to recall the song that he sang called Donna?
Okay.
Okay, count to three, because I have to look for it. It's underneath my cockpit here.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, Donna. Oh, Donna. Oh, Donna. Oh, Donna.
Donna. We played that for Donna, who stopped on her way to work. She stopped in to just to say hello, to meet a real animal, right here on 1260 KYA. I'm Russ the Moose, and we did play a record for Donna called Donna by Richie Valens. You have to go to work now, Donna?
Can I go to work?
Yeah, sure. You're okay. Excused, my dear. Thanks for stopping by. That was very nice.
Okay, so
bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Donna. We asked Donna before we played the record the difference between the term girl and woman, and Donna said woman... She's a woman now, and that's why she doesn't want to be referred to as a girl.
That's not the only difference.
Well, who are you?
My name's D.
From Donna to D. Well, we'll
Donna
stick with the D's
D.
here. Yeah.
Another difference between a girl and a woman with Donna is her name.
What do you mean?
Her name in Spanish means woman.
Donna means woman?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like Lady Madonna?
Close.
Lady Madonna means lady woman?
Mm-hmm. Donna Maria.
Donna Maria means woman lady.
Woman Maria.
Woman Maria.
Mister as opposed to.
I see.
Got it?
Yeah. Got it. Thank you. What's your name?
D.
D. That was hasn't changed then?
No.
Okay.
No.
Are you leaving?
Yes.
Where are you going?
To work. Some of us work for a living.
Thanks a lot. I knew this was a rotten day for me.
Paul Newman is a gutsy private eye.
Your husband keeps lousy company, Mrs. Sampson.
In Harper, tonight's 8 o'clock movie on KBHK-TV, Channel 44.
For all we know, Ralph may be planning a round-the-world jaunt with some happy harlot.
That's Lauren Bacall, the missing man's wife.
I think your husband's been kidnapped. I think that note was dictated.
You may be jumping to conclusions.
Paul Newman, Lauren Bacall, Arthur Hill, and Janet Leigh make the screen sizzle on the 8 o'clock movie Harper. Tonight.
On Channel 44.
The apes are coming. Back for another exciting adventure on the 8 o'clock movie tomorrow night on KBHK-TV Channel 44. The astronauts devise a daring plot to overthrow the apes.
Three armed troopers allow three humans to overpower them.
But do they succeed? Find out tomorrow night on the 8 o'clock movie, Treachery and Greed on the Planet of the Apes. Every Friday night, the apes are coming.
On Channel 44.
Software engineers. While the other companies are busy playing follow the leader, Fairchild Automatic Test Equipment at San Jose is busy being the leader. And right now, Fairchild is looking for outstanding software engineers to help us stay in the forefront of ATE technology. Do you have 6 to 10 years experience in real-time operating systems design, Pascal language, and real-time systems programming? Well, if you do, you may qualify for one of these key software positions. This is your chance to move ahead while involving yourself in systems programming for large-scale, real-time, computer-controlled electronic test systems. To find out more, call Fairchild at 408-998-0123. That's 998-0123. Or see our classified ad under Engineers in Sunday San Jose Mercury News. At Fairchild Automatic Test Equipment, our standards are high, but the opportunities for rapid growth are great. Fairchild is an equal opportunity employer.
It's 9:55, 5 minutes before 10 o'clock. I'm Russ the Moose. We'll be landing this airplane, the Super Cheese, 1260 KYA, in just a little bit, making room for Ron Castro to take you wherever you're going to go on your Thursday, May 7th. Anticipation Thursday, right up until 3 o'clock.
Music San Francisco.
The world we knew.
wonder. Yester you, yester me, yesterday. We'll see you tomorrow because today we're about to land. I got to get back in the cockpit to get at the controls of the Super Cheese 1260 KYA. Ron Castro is standing by. He'll take you right to 3 o'clock. And then at 3, Mark Time with Mark Donahue from 3 until 7. I'm Roast the Moose. I got to get back into the cockpit. Have a good day, everybody. See you tomorrow. Have a good one. Bye. We should make a good landing. International nowhere. Clear skies when you get down there. And looks pretty good, Captain. Take her down. Take her down. Easy. Easy to go there. Watch the bump. Idiot!
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train.
KYA San Francisco. When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind. I got trouble, so I got worry, so I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain, just to ease my pain. I got trouble, I got worry, no, I came home. You.
Baseman there, yeah. Ron Castro with you at 1260 KYA with all the great Golden Gate great oldies from years gone by, and we've got lots of them to play for you in the next 5 hours or so. Hope you can stick around. Tell all your friends to listen because we've got our oldies for you 24 hours a day, every single day. We've got some great songs coming up in the next half hour or so from the Drifters, Otis Redding, Simon and Garfunkel in one of their first songs, also the Dave Clark Five, and a lot more.
Pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see a big stone that I borrowed. Yeah. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. Make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Too far.
so long when time goes crawling by. The moon just went behind a cloud, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. Did you ever see a robin weep when leaves begin to die?
Castro here to keep you company through the middays at 1260 KYA.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs and all my cares just drift right into space.
sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay.
Morning to you from 1260 KYA. All the Golden Gate great oldies for you 24 hours a day. And Ron Castro to play them at 10:19.
In my most secure moments, I still can't believe I'm spending those moments with you. And the ground I am walking, the air that I breathe, are shared at those moments with you.
In the songs I've been singing while I've been praying,
1260s, the Association, alive and well after all these years at 1260 KYA, the station that remembers. It's 1022. Good morning. This is Ron Castro here. That international lovely Sophia Loren is going to be in our city. As a matter of fact, she's here now. She'll be appearing before the public in about an hour or so. She is billed as actress, beauty, author, wife, and mother. We can add one more title to that, too. Perfume salesperson, which is primarily what she's going to be doing at 11:30 this morning at the Downtown Emporium Capwell store. She'll also sign autographs. She'll be answering questions, talking about her life and her career. And, of course, she'll give you a chance to try out that new perfume, which, coincidentally enough, is going to be called Sophia. Very interesting thing to see. If you're going to be anywhere downtown today, stop in and take a look.
Piccadilly wants you to win a year of sheer pleasure. Each Bay Area Piccadilly store will select a winner to receive beautiful flowers every month for a whole year. Fresh from National Flower Delivery. Hurry, contest ends May 10th.
Sunday is Mother's Day, and she'd love Alpha Beta's florist quality flowers.
You can't lose. Spread the news. Alpha Beta.
Hi, I'm Alan Hamill. The gift of flowers is so fitting for Mother's Day. And of course, you want to give Mom the best without spending a fortune. Well, come into Alpha Beta's Garden of Plants and Flowers. Everything's florist quality, but the low prices are purely Alpha Beta. And what variety? Colorful flowering plants like mums, hydrangeas, tulips, roses. Beautiful fresh cut flowers and fresh arrangements. Orchid corsages, lovely violets. Mother's Day is this Sunday, so be a good kid and give her flowers from Alpha Beta. With our quality and low prices, you can't lose.
This is the conservation-minded Ron Castro here. We've recycled our weather forecast right on the original piece of paper just so that we can cut back on the use of natural resources. Pretty much the same for yesterday, and that means fair skies, beautiful weather. Temperature at least into the upper 60s along the coast and probably the 70s in the inland areas. Music from Simon and Garfunkel to take you back to 1970 here at 1260 KYA.
And
Ron Castro here at 1260 KYA. It's 1031, and we've got a lot of good oldies to play in the next half hour or so, including one of the very first hits you'll remember from the early years of the Four Seasons coming up.
It's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy when you're
kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies, and she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out, and she never gives in. She just changes her mind, and she'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But you bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me.
Stranger, she's always a woman, or at least a reasonable facsimile. This is Ron Castro, 1036. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Quick reminder that Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday. If you want those letters to get there in time for Saturday at least, better mail them today. Today is pretty much your deadline, depending on where it is you've got to go. We have lots and lots of good oldies to play for you as we do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Golden Gate Great Oldies here on 1260 KYA. One of the classic surfing songs from the Beach Boys.
Let's go surfing now, everybody.